Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For a radio audience tuning in at WYED 94.1 FM and WYEDonline.com, we're glad that you all can be with us. Also showing us online worldwide via our podcast. We're glad you all could be with us as well. I think all of us know what it's like to be able to have an idea for making a difference in the lives of others, but our next guest has been able to turn that idea into reality, and now you can be a part of it. We're excited to welcome Stephanie Jackson to our broadcast today. Stephanie is going to talk to us about Hope Eternally LLC, what Hope stands for, what it's been like for her to share that message with her audience, but also how she's been able to empower others as well. If you guys are just now finding out about the work that Stephanie's doing, we'll let you know how to be able to find her online and stay connected with her as well. Stephanie, thank you again for spending some time with us. Really appreciate it.
How you doing today, Cyrus, thank you for having me.
Look, Stephanie, I'm glad to have you on. I didn't know I was going to get serenaded, too. I appreciate it. Look, welcome to the program. Stephanie, a lot for us to talk about. As I mentioned, we're going to get into Hope Eternally LLC here in a bit. But I want to start off by talking about, I've been talking with our guests this month going into the end of this year about the reflection on the year. You know, so many times we don't take the time to kind of take a breath, to step back. What has it been like for you, Stephanie, to kind of reflect on this year and all that's happened for you for 2024?
Well, you know, I'm just now starting the process in this moment. I also try to take time every month around my birthday, which is the 16th, to kind of think about, you know, how I've grown, how I've been working towards my goals. Sometimes it's been rough. This month and this time is rough. I lost my grandmother 3 years ago, the 21st, and then my cousin, he was 25, committed suicide on October 25th. So this month has really been rough for me to just sit and think about, you know, what's happened. But when I sit and also think about how I still have the opportunity to make a difference in my life through the lives of others, that's when I'm able to come back and to really reset and breathe. Breathing is definitely important because as long as we have breath, we are able to make impact first in our own lives. We have to make an impact in our own lives first before we can be impactful in the lives of others.
Yes, Stephanie, let's talk about that for a moment because you bring up a really good point. A lot of times we get so in the middle of everything, right, that we're doing, we forget to take out that time. Did you have any idea, especially when you began 2024, did you have any idea of the moves that Hope Eternally would make or that you would be making this year?
I did not. This year I was able to work with an organization called Sowing Seed with Faith here locally in Louisville, Kentucky. And I did a program called Empowered Movement. And we worked on five different things, breathing, movement, music, reflection, and journaling in order to help us to kind of recenter ourselves and reset ourselves. And I've seen students in the community. I saw a student today in the mall. And a person who actually worked with the organization. So knowing that they remember me, right? Not just that they remember me, but that some of the students are even using the tools that I've shared with them to make an impact in their own lives.
Right. Such an amazing thing. So I want to go back to how this all began for you. You and I connected through a mutual friend. Shout out to Tanya White of Real Talk with Tanya White. And she was the one who told me about you initially, Stephanie. Where did the idea for Hope Eternally come from?
Well, my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2013. And she went through, you know, her cancer treatment, double mastectomy. And I was in a hospital room just figuring some things out. I was working on my master's in school guidance counseling at the time, and it was like our my final project, and we had to create our own, like, counseling program, and I called mine Hope Eternally, so that I could give not only my mother hope, but give other people hope as well. You know, during this difficult time, I'm the oldest, so that in and of itself is just makes everything different. I wanted to make sure that I gave her legacy life while she still had life. Because if you think about, you know, sometimes for some people, cancer is a death sentence. But right. I wanted to provide a bit of hope, not only for her, but for myself as well, as the oldest, you know.
I love that, Stephanie, and the idea of being the oldest and feeling that kind of responsibility is definitely a big thing. I'm sorry, did I cut you off?
Well, yeah, and then the eternally piece, and like the mission vision of Hope Eternally has evolved, like, from then to now, because Hope Eternally is like having hope eternally from the womb to the tomb.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that everyone throughout the gamut of family can be a part of it.
Well, I think that's the cool thing. We're going to talk about the impact here in a bit. When I had prepped for your segment, getting ready for today, I noticed that this is not just about what your organization is doing. You're bringing attention to other things that's happening as well, and that's the thing. So I want to dig into that part because, as you mentioned, you know, this is all part of an evolution. I know I've experienced that myself in my own business and brand. So when you started this, I mean, was there anything in your mind that, say, would evolve into where it is now?
No idea. Because even, like, so I'm also an author. I wrote a book called The Power of Five, Reclaiming Your Power After COVID, Racial Injustice and Beyond. And I use that piece. So POWER is an acronym. P stands for practice and gratitude, thinking about the things that you're grateful for, tangible and intangible. O is an optimistic mindset. What are you looking forward to today, this week, this month, this year, even in your lifetime? So that's where the legacy piece comes in. POWW is a wise plan. What quick action steps can you take today to make your hopes and dreams your reality? E is the exercise. Now, that's exercising your gifts and talents, and physically, of course, because it is what it means. But then also R is reflecting on your greatness, remembering who you are, whose you are. When you step into any space, be it a virtual space, be it a physical space, be it an online space, so that you can, like, really walk boldly in the knowingness of who you already are and who you are becoming. So when I first started Hope Eternally, I had, you know, my gifts are evolving as time expands. You know, becoming a better singer, tapping into my gifts as a poet, into my artistic skills, as far as, like, being a creative in the form of, like, painting and on canvas and so forth. And just listening to music and being able to freestyle to a beat. Not everybody can do that. And even just being in a space and walking in your skin to be able to be present with a certain level of emotional intelligence. I think that's also a gift.
Right. Totally is. And I want to ask you about something that I'm sure our audience wonders about as well, Stephanie, and that is about trusting the gift. That has not been an easy path for me to do. For a lot of people, people may have told them what they can do, what they're gifted in. Has it been easy for you along the way to trust the gift that you've been given?
Not at all, because, you know, there's always these outside voices, be it good, be it, you know, skeptical about your gifts, the people who have said, when I present my gift, or my, you know, my, I call myself a lyrical poet, I sing with my poetry. I'm like, oh, well, you just create a song over a beat. I'm like, well, it's not really that easy, but still not being afraid to do it because somebody feels as if it's less than what they do. If that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, definitely.
And then even thinking about, like, the confidence that other people have within me in being able to see what they see instead of my own limiting beliefs at times.
Wow.
You know, it's...
And I think that push right there is the big thing. And I want to talk about impact here in a bit, Stephanie. I want to first reset for those who are joining us on the radio side. You're listening to Conversations Live here at Max WYED, 94.1 FM and WYEDonline.com, also through our podcast as well. Our guest for today is Stephanie Jackson. She's the CEO of Hope Eternally LLC. We've been talking with her about the year that's been 2024, how Hope Eternally began, and, of course, what it stands for, but also the impact as well. And I think for a lot of people out there, Stephanie, that are just now finding out about it, we're going to let our audience know how to be able to stay connected with you as well. I do want to talk about, though, inspiring others, because just like you've been able to discover your voice, you're helping other people to magnify their messages. How does that feel to know that you're being used that way?
Oh, my gosh. It's really surreal. Sometimes I feel like I'm having an out-of-body experience. And then in the moments when I realize it, it's like, sometimes I get like goosebumps, like the hairs on the back of my neck sometimes, you know, stand up. And then I also feel like the warmth of my ancestors around me just like cheering me on and pushing me forth and telling me like, Stephanie, yes, you are. This is what you were born to do. And just even like seeing the looks that in a person's face when they experience themselves and like the power and the sound of their own voice. And them recognizing their own power, their own gifts, and how they can go forth and do it as well. It's a joy that can't be taken away.
Right, exactly. And so for you then, as you're moving forward, what is your hope? Because, again, as the day says, I mean, it's Hope Eternally, and that, of course, as you said, too, is evolving. What is your hope that Hope Eternally is able to do moving forward going into the new year?
Well, going into the new year, I would love to branch out into different regions, to do some retreats, some workshops, some conferences, to be able to really push the agenda. Because, you know, going into 2025 with the political agenda that is put before us, we're going to definitely have some challenges. And I want people to know and really understand that they have power regardless of what is to come. And using the power of five just as a mindfulness strategy to help them galvanize their own strength and their own gifts, and help other people to do the same so that we can walk boldly in this in 2025 and the next 4 years to come.
And your advice for those, Stephanie, who are watching you, who are looking at what you're doing and saying, you know what, Stephanie's being able to use her gifts to make an impact. I can do that with my gifts. What advice would you give them about the importance of getting off the sideline and getting in the game?
Definitely having a morning routine, an evening routine to help us, and I'm including myself, to help us keep the main thing as the main thing, making sure that you have, like, your gifts at hand, that you're listening to what those gifts are or your goals, recording yourself saying what those goals are, and even thinking about, like, what you want to experience as a result of achieving those goals so that they can propel you and propel us into the direction that we desire to move forward in.
Stephanie, I'm so glad that we got a chance to connect. I do want to ask you, though, when you're talking about Hope Eternally, and you, of course, mentioned, of course, it's very obvious in this conversation you love acronyms. What has it been like for you to reflect on the acronym of HOPE, and how does that motivate you from day to day?
You know, thinking about what each letter means kind of gives more of a meaning, and it really solidifies and gives it like helps me to plant roots, actually, to make sure that I'm grounded in what it is that I'm doing, not only just in myself, but in the my faith. I was raised a Christian, and I used my faith to help me and to encourage other people to find their own faith. Of course, you know, I would want people to follow Christ, but whatever it is that brings you closer to your highest being or your greatest self, I'm all for it.
You know, last thing I do want to ask you about, because it's one of the things that we both have used to kind of talk about this segment, is social media. How has that played a role for you? You know, people have, some people, a love-hate relationship with social media. You seem to embrace it, especially when it comes to the Hope Eternally LLC page. How has that kind of helped you to amplify your voice and spread the word?
Well, it encouraged, when I see other people's page, or, you know, I'm like, okay, I can do this. Like, using other people's brands and other people's pages as inspiration, and, you know, not being afraid to share the message online. Because people are watching, like, there are people who are watching who have no idea that are watching. Even if they don't engage in the content, people are watching. There's one site that I use that, and I know my students, I'm a teacher, so my teachers are watching. They ask me, Ms. Jackson, when are you going to post some new content? And sometimes it's pressure, but I know that the message that God has given me is reaching the masses, whoever it is that God has called me to speak to.
Right. What a great thing, and what a great great reminder for all of us, I think, as we're going to think about ourselves, our role in the world, but also the difference that we can make just by the way we live our life, making sure that we're living life on purpose. Again, everyone, Stephanie Jackson has been our guest, the CEO of Hope Eternally LLC. Stephanie, so glad to have you on with us. Let our audience know, how can they stay connected with you and support the work that Hope Eternally is doing?
Okay. Yes, you can find me on Instagram, on Facebook, on X as 1H.O.P.E.Eternally. And I also have YouTube, and my link tree is 1H.O.P.E.Eternally.
Okay. All right. Well, Stephanie, congratulations to you on another great year. So glad we had a chance to have this conversation, and looking forward to our next chat together.
Me too. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, glad to do it. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live, and let's go make today amazing. Take care.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun, Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.